The Fighting Agents by W.E.B. Griffin. Read by Scott Brick. Dedication. For Lieutenant Aaron Bank, Infantry, AUS, detailed OSS, later Colonel Special Forces, and Lieutenant William E. Colby, Infantry, AUS, detailed OSS, later Ambassador and Director, CIA. As Jedburgh team leaders operating in German-occupied France and Norway, they set the standards for valor, wisdom, patriotism, and personal integrity that thousands who followed in their steps in the OSS and CIA tried to emulate. Prologue. Since General Douglas MacArthur's departure for Australia from the fortress of Corregidor in Manila Bay was in compliance with a direct order from President and Commander-in-Chief Franklin Delano Roosevelt, it was the General's belief that the move was nothing more than a transfer of his headquarters. He believed, in other words, that the battered, outnumbered, starving U.S. and Philippine troops in the Philippine Islands would remain under his command. He believed specifically that Lieutenant General Jonathan M. Wainwright, a tall, skinny cavalryman who had been his deputy, would, as regulations and custom prescribed, remain under his orders. General MacArthur's last order to Wainwright, on the small wooden wharf at Corregidor just before MacArthur, his wife, his son, and a small staff boarded the boats that would take them away, was verbal. He told Wainwright to hold on. Wainwright understood this to mean that he was forbidden to surrender. Since he had been promised reinforcement and resupply of his beleaguered forces by Roosevelt himself, MacArthur believed that as long as the fortress of Corregidor held out, Roosevelt would be forced to make good on his promise of reinforcement.